Bring it in for the real thing. Huddle up. It's Texans huddle time. Drew Doherty, Mark Vandermeer having lots of fun. Mini camp is kaput. And the next
it's
time
over.
The Texans are all together with helmets and shorts and pads and stuff on, it's going to be training camp at the end of July. So, mini camp wrapped up. Mark, we've got a big show for you. It's Father's Day weekend. Got some nice Texans additions to that. We've got a Dear Drew to mix in. We have some Mexico, but let's focus on football to start things off because it was an excellent, excellent week. And some news comes out because the Texans are going to have some practices on the road with San Francisco as well as at home against the Saints once training camp gets going.
Yeah, and it's a good thing that happens during training camp. You know, mini camp is great because it's competitive, but there are no pads. It's not full throttle football. Once you get it to training camp, very intense, squad versus squad. That's why it's so good to practice against another team when you can. Coach Bill O'Brien explains.
I think it's really good. I mean, I think that it breaks up camp. It adds some excitement to camp, especially when you have two teams with two great head coaches in Chip Kelly and Sean Payton, very easy to work with. You know, obviously I've known Chip for a while, I've known Sean for a while. You know, these guys are looking forward to it. We're all excited for it, and I think it helps your players. They get to go against different schemes, different skill sets, have to adjust in different ways to what they're seeing with a different team. It helps us as a coaching staff and as a scouting staff to see the other team and see what's on that other team as far as personnel and schemes and things like that. So it'll be very, very productive for both teams.
Yeah, practicing against other teams has been a hallmark of Bill O'Brien's short tenure with the team. Yeah. The Texans have gone against multiple teams in those 2-3 years that he's been here. You know, a guy who a lot of eyes are on now, Jalen Strong, second-year wide receiver. Texans moved up in the third round in 2015 to take him. He had some flashes last year. He scored one of the most important touchdowns in team history, the game winner at Indianapolis. But he's been very, very impressive so far in mini camps and OTAs.
Yeah, last year as a rookie, he had 14 catches, three of them touchdowns. That's a nice touchdown-to-catch ratio. But you want to see more receptions out of Jalen Strong. And the way he's behaving, the way he's practicing on and off the field, a noticeable difference, according to Bill O'Brien.
Probably one of the most improved players on our football team, Jalen Strong. He is, from this point where he was last year, compared to where he is now, he's turned it around 180 degrees. I mean, he's in good shape. He's made a lot of plays this spring. The last couple weeks, he's made a lot of plays on first and second down, on third down, in a red area in 2 minutes. He's really working hard to get better every day. He has a better understanding of our offense, and he's a guy that I think we're all proud of. You know that he's really made a change and really improved and had a good offseason.
I totally agree with that. He came out with a motive, even in the off season during the voluntary stuff. He was out there working his butt off, trying to get better. Even you know through his incident, the next day you know he called me working. You know, on the field, working on his craft. So I agree with that statement.
Coming from Coach O'Brien mean a lot. But, I don't really try to live off of, you know, stuff like that. I got to come out here and work every day. When you're making this jump, you know, everybody's telling you the good stuff about you. Now, everybody's telling you what you're doing good. Nobody really is, you know, has your best interest. So, you know, at that point, you know, you got to dig deep. And, you know, when I came here, I know the organization really cared about me. You know, they really showed that, you know, they really wanted me here. And, you know, to repay that, you know, I got to go out there and work every day like it's my last day.
Yeah, Strong looks very good throughout minicamp and the off-season practices. Drew, DeAndre Hopkins, though, he's clearly all world still. It's going to be fun to watch.
Every single practice last year, I say the word wow and shake my head in wonder with something that Hopkins does. I mean, he just is consistently outstanding on a daily basis.
And makes it look easy.
Yeah, that's really the thing. That's the thing. You know a guy who's also making it look pretty easy, moving sideline to sideline on the defensive side of the ball? Brian Cushing, number 56, starting up season number 8.
Already?
Makes
me feel old.
Season number 8, it makes me feel old. It's my season 2, but we have different roles. But nonetheless, Brian Cushing, he's been turning some heads this spring as well.
I think I've trained hard in the offseason, but at the same time, the further I get away from my injuries, the better I'm going to get. And I'm going to continue to heal and get back to where I was and, you know, not worrying about rehab or injuries or trying to figure out what's wrong with my body. But instead, train like I was able to, train like I'm used to, and continue to build momentum and, you know, get to where I need to be again. And if I can, I think I can help this team greatly.
He's changed his workout routine. He does different things than maybe what he did when he was 22 years old. You know, he realizes what he needs to be a consistent player during the year. He was very, very good for us last year, and he's the first guy that will tell you that there are several things that he can work to be better at. But, I mean, this guy plays the game the right way. He's a heart and soul type of player. I've said that time and time again with our football team. He plays hard. He's a leader out there. He's a tough guy, and he's always looking to improve.
Well, I'm doing extra every single day. You know, there's really no days off for me, and I think that's just for anyone at 29 years old and eighth year in the league, and especially as a middle linebacker, you have to work at it every single day. Like I said, you're either getting better or getting worse, and I'm trying to get better every day. And I think if you can classify my training now as opposed to my rookie or second or third year in the league, it's a lot more athletic now, athletic training, and I'm running a great deal more and know that it's hard to stay in shape. It's hard to get better at this age, but if I continue to work at it every day, I will.
Mark, an even better Brian Cushing than we saw in 2015, paired with an even better Benardrick McKinney, who's also drawing some raves, yes, some praise. That's some heady stuff if you got that in the middle of your defense.
That is very good stuff for a defense that was number one in the NFL in yards and points the last 9 games of the season. But Vince Wilfork is looking forward to even bigger things in 2016.
Well, start faster, being able to trust one another a lot quicker, and understanding the defense and what we're trying to do as a whole, not just as individuals. So I think as the season went on last year, I think we kind of we got to a point where we started trusting one another, started understanding the defense, started understanding everyone's role. And I think, you know, everybody embraced their role. You know, you all can't be a starter. You all can't be a superstar. So you have, you know, specific roles you have to play. And I think we did a real good job towards the end of identifying that and making it happen. So one of the biggest things is trust. And I think we started that, you know, with workouts and OTAs and now in mini camps, being able just to trust my coaching staff, trust one another, and have fun. So hopefully that can, you know, roll over into the season. But that's something that we've been focusing on this offseason.
Over a dozen years in the league, Vince Wilfork. I think for the defense, the key is going to be start where they left off. They left off 14 on a hot streak. They didn't start 15 that way. Let's see if they can pick up where they left off last season.
Yeah, no telling how far you can go if that does happen. No telling how far you can go either with your left tackle, Dwayne Brown, there anchoring the left side, the blind side for Brock Osweiler. Yeah. He's been sidelined, still coming back from the quadriceps injury, but he's been in Brock Osweiler's ear in meetings, at mm-hmm. practice, constantly. That's been a great thing.
Yeah, and Bill O'Brien said that Dwayne's injury has been somewhat of a blessing in disguise. Maybe that's too strong. How about silver lining?
No question about it. I mean, Dwayne has been in every meeting. He's out there. Once he gets his rehab done, he comes out for the team portion of practice. He's talking to the young guys behind the huddle. He's talking to Brock about maybe some adjustment that he made during the play. Dwayne's a leader. You know, Dwayne's a leader. I think, you know, in some ways for guys that are that many years in the league, you know, to have a spring where maybe they're observing, I think it helps guys like that when they're at that stage of their career. Albeit he's had an injury, we don't want that to happen, but I mean, I think it's been good for him to be able to observe but he's been in everything, been in all the meetings, and he's looking forward to getting back.
You know, Dwayne's, he's great. You know, having his presence, you know, in the locker room, on the practice field, in the weight room, you know, he just has this sense of calm about him. You know, he's obviously a veteran. He's been around the block a few times. Obviously, he knows the city very well. I've had some great discussions with him, and really looking forward to him getting back on the field and playing some football with him.
All right, so the off-season practices are over, Drew. That means we go through a period I like to call the desert.
Yeah, the desert for you in that there's kind of a lack of content, but it's really the last gasp of free time for a lot of the players, yes, a lot of the coaches. They're staying focused. They're staying motivated, all that mm-hmm. stuff. They'll be in the weight room. They'll throw. They'll catch. Be in their playbook. But they also got to get away a little bit.
That's a big, big period of time, especially for the players, you know, because you really don't want to have to start over again in training camp with conditioning and things like that and knowledge of the system. So they certainly need to get away from you know, the everyday aspect of what we're doing here. They need to rest, and but they also need to continue to work to stay in condition. They need to, if they're a receiver, they need to continue to catch footballs, a quarterback throw balls, a defensive lineman continue to work on pass rush, taking on a run, you know, however they decide to do that. But most of all is to stay in great condition and make sure that they're acclimated when they come back to the heat here in Houston, because that's a big difference for us. And that can be something that we use to our advantage if everybody shows up here and hammers that conditioning test on the first day. For the coaches, you know, we all need a break. We all need a little bit of a vacation. So we take a vacation, but I think it lasts about a week before we all start turning to our wives and saying we got to get back to work. So maybe we take about a week or so, and then we look forward to getting back and getting ready for training camp.
And, of course, we'll be lounging out by the pool for the next 6 weeks. Actually, we won't. We'll be talking to you on television and radio and the web and all of it.
And this guy, after the break, is talking with Pat O'Hara, one of the most interesting interviews and interview subjects you'll ever hear. The quarterback's assistant coach is coming up when Texans Huddle returns.